secondary got their work cut out for sure with all the stress that he puts out there. It's probably a tougher game, you know, mentally. Well, not mentally, but physically, than against Washington.
Am I right that the stress of him is the fact that offense runs pretty quick? He gets the ball out and the guys are open right off the bat?
Definitely. You know, quick passes. He's very, very intelligent, and I think he puts stress on a defense that way. He challenges you mentally with all the looks that they present offensively and all the formations and all the different things that they're able to do with the receivers and the running backs that they have.
Have you rewatched the tape of last year's game against them? Have you seen that?
Never watched that tape. You know, I got hurt that game, so to this day I still don't watch that game.
What do you remember about watching what happened with that?
I remember going in to get x-rays on my ankle. And by the time I came out, they had scored like 4 or 5 touchdowns within that span. So, you know, it was like we didn't know what had happened. But, you know, hopefully, I don't think that's going to happen this game.
Well, see, how much difference do you see of them being outdoors as opposed to an indoor dome team? So many folks think that they're just so much different.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see in that offense when they're outdoors?
Yeah, well, we hope there's a difference. You know, we're hoping for as cold as it can possibly be this weekend. So, you know, rain, all that good stuff, man. So they won't be able to operate quite as effectively as they do when they're indoors. But they're still a good offense, man. They got good players, and they're going to be prepared no matter what.
Obviously, they run the ball probably better in Green Bay, but is there anything you can take from the Green Bay game and apply it to this? Because they're, you know, more of a traditional offense than the one you guys just faced.
Right. Well, you know, I think they'll probably be more prepared than Green Bay was. You know, Green Bay, I think they came in and, you know, they played hard, but I think we were just better prepared that game. And I don't think New Orleans is going to allow that to happen.
You said some nice things about Drew and the Saints. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you heard the other day Antrell said that there's a little too much of praising opponents going on in his locker room.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that and things you said?
Well, that's Antrell's opinion. You know, he's one of our leaders. He's one of the good, very good players we have on this team, so he's entitled to that. But at the end of the day, if a guy's a good player, I'm going to call him a good player, period. And, you know, and that's just the way it is. I mean, if we're playing against Drew Brees, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and I'm going to say he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And, you know, if anybody has a problem with that, then, you know, I guess they'll take that up with me in private. But I'm not going to, you know, heap praise on. You guys know I'll never do that, call somebody good if he's not good, you know, but if he is good, I have no problem saying it.
I guess his point was that if you have too much respect before a game, that you can be in front of, you know, all of them on the field or something. I mean, do you think there's any carryover?
Nobody's in awe of anybody out here. There's definitely no carryover for that. I think a lot of times, man, you like to, you know, build somebody up only to tear them down. You know, you go ahead and you don't want to give anybody bulletin board material. You don't want to say, oh, this guy sucks, you know, and then he comes out there and throws for 13 touchdowns on you. So if anything, you want to err on the side of caution and say how good he is and then go out there and knock his head off. I think that's pretty much what we're trying to accomplish when we say things like that, man. Nobody's in awe of anybody.
Is he right, though, in saying that you guys need a little more of that dog attitude, that edge, a fiercer mentality?
We need to play better. We need to play better on the football field, period. Mentally, physically, everything, man. You know, we're just not playing as well as we're accustomed to. And we're not playing as well as we should. I don't think it's us going out there trying to be nasty or hurt people or be mean. We just need to get our coverage right. We need to get our pass rush right. Offensively, we need to move the ball and score touchdowns. Everybody needs to do their job, and that's pretty much what it boils down to.